Okay. Ooh, sorry about that, family. It took a while, and seemed like an unusual error when it came to traffic. And trust me, I was trying to get live for a while, and for some reason, the platform that I'm using just had this new message to me where it was just blockage, so I couldn't really get on. But we are here. And let's see. So yeah, we're here, and praise God, I'm back. I'm glad to be back sharing this information with you. Was out for a while due to death in the family, but I thank y'all for praying for me. And we are here giving you this information. Hopefully you apply it. If it can save you some money, that's good with me. If you find that it's not helpful, then, you know, may not be for you, but hopefully for someone else. So today we are going to be talking about vitamin D. And the reason why I share this, and I can share many other vitamins, but specifically when it comes to vitamin D, I have had some recent encounters when it comes to my vitamin D levels. And so one of the things that I always like to start off with is giving you the meaning of whatever we are discussing, in that way, as we go through it, you're not just guessing what it is or trying to figure out what I'm doing. But if you're just joining us, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Make sure you follow us, whether you're on TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. Hit that like and subscribe button and subscribe to us. Also, at the end, I'm going to remind you that if you do have goals, and I mean health goals, whether it is nutrition, fitness, emotional, then I encourage you to make sure that you sign up today for your one-to-one coaching session with me, okay? Nobody else. So make sure you do that. And again, I'll be sure to remind you. But when we think about what is vitamin D, this is a vitamin, of course, and it is essential for the body. Now, I'll start out by saying that you have two different classes of vitamins. You have what is known as water-soluble, and then you have fat-soluble. So the water-soluble vitamins are typically going to be found in products that may contain water or are easily digested or absorbed with the assistance of water. Then when you think of fat-soluble vitamins, these are typically going to be found in foods containing fats, okay? And this helps to make it more easily synthesized or absorbed by the body. So when we think about fat or water-soluble vitamins, you think about the B vitamins, you think about vitamin C and vitamin B, vitamin C, and any other vitamins. When you think about fat-soluble vitamins, these are going to be A, D, E, and K. And usually for me, I think this was when I was in undergrad, I remember this by just coming up with the acronym ADEC, like I have a deck of cards without the C. And so that's an easy way to remember that you have fat-soluble vitamins from A, D, E, and K. Everything else is water soluble. But when it comes to vitamin D, like I said, I had a recent encounter, and this was actually over a year, and I'll get into that more about how I didn't know that my vitamin D levels were affected. But when we think about vitamin D, there are different names that it can be known by. One is calcitriol, and then another one is cholecalciferol, okay? So it is a multi-syllable word. And again, you probably heard that vitamin D can easily be synthesized by getting sunlight. So if you're out in the sun, somebody may say, well, if I'm out in the sun for 5 minutes, I got vitamin D. Well, it's not that simple. More studies kind of confirm that there's a certain amount of time that you do have to be exposed, as well as how often are you exposed to direct sunlight, which can then determine how much vitamin D your body is actually receiving often, okay? And so when we really think about it, if you're not in the sunlight a lot, then you're probably not getting enough vitamin D, or enough is not synthesized by the body. And so what are some of the reasons why vitamin D is important? Then I'll get into sources that you can get this vitamin D from. And again, I know I'm kind of breezing through a lot of this, but this is a lot of information when it comes to just one vitamin and how it plays a huge, and I mean huge, impact on your body. And for some people, you may have had some health issues and didn't realize that vitamin D was actually responsible for that, or you likely never had your vitamin D levels or labs tested. And so by the end of this video, I encourage you to do so, especially if you haven't, because again, if you do have some health issues, vitamin D, yes, vitamin D can play a critical part in that. And again, I'm going to explain to you why. So when we think about vitamin D, different benefits or different, areas that it can impact. One is bone health, okay? You probably heard of calcium. Getting enough calcium can help, you know, with strong bones. You should drink milk. But we should not forget about vitamin D, because again, this plays a critical part. If you're not getting enough vitamin D, this can cause health issues such as osteoporosis to occur. And you don't want that to occur, especially as a younger person or even middle age or even older. No one wants to be moving and start to feel issues in your joints. And that is never good. But as we look at it is very important when you think about children and adolescents, because they are still growing and developing and not getting a lot of those vitamins, especially vitamin D and any other vitamins and minerals as a kid or as an adolescent, can cause a lot of health issues as they become a younger adult or even middle age. And it's because your body was not getting what it needed in order to be at its best, okay? And so that is one area when it comes to bone health. Vitamin D is very important. It works actually with calcium, helping to regulate calcium levels in the blood. And so again, if you do not have enough vitamin D, then, you know, it's not going to help best with regulating calcium in the blood. Also, the immune system. So you probably also have heard, you know, getting enough vitamin C can actually help with strengthening your immune system. Not to say that that is false, but we also cannot forget vitamin D. Yes, because this can also have some immunomodulatory effects on the body, meaning that this also helps with regulating the immune system as well as preventing diseases such as multiple sclerosis, type 1 diabetes, the list goes on. So you can imagine we've already covered two areas, bone health, the immune system with vitamin D, and there are still more areas such as the cardiovascular health. Not getting enough vitamin D can cause issues such as heart attack or even heart disease. Yes, and this can even lead to strokes, peripheral artery disease. And you're probably wondering, just from one vitamin? Yeah, because this is important. And at least what I have listed, I have even shared with you one of the other things that I found, but actually it is in this next piece. But vitamin D can also play a role when it comes to cancer, because not getting enough can lead to the onset of certain cancers such as breast, colorectal, and prostate cancer. Again, these are just some of them, not all. Then when we also think about it, vitamin D can play, you know, when we think about emotional, mental well-being, can also play a role when it comes to depression. Because when you have low levels of vitamin D, studies have shown that it can lead to depression, even advanced brain health issues such as dementia, Alzheimer's disease. And so this is a big deal. Again, historically, You know, having low levels of vitamin D has been traced to rickets. It's a condition in which children may have soft or feeble bones or even weak bones. So if a kid was to do something, you know, they may fall or they may, you know, report that they, you know, feel, you know, pain in their body because their bones, you know, are very brittle. Okay. They are breaking easily. And so, again, like I mentioned earlier, all of these areas, you know, especially when it comes to the immune system, bone health, vitamin D is very critical. And so when we think about it, this is a big deal. And what are some of the sources that we can get vitamin D from? And one thing I would say is, obviously, if you are in the sun daily and you're in the sunlight, obviously with sunscreen, getting, you know, good skin protection while you're getting sunlight, that is good. That is wonderful. It's also still good to get your vitamin D levels checked just to make sure that they are within the range. I want to say at least the range that I noticed from recent labs, 20 milligrams to 80 milligrams. I could be off. Somewhere in that range, you're pretty good. But if you're not getting a lot of sunlight, then there are some food sources that you can get vitamin D from. Now, I will say that even in my experience, it's not a lot of food sources that have a high vitamin D content per serving, okay? Notice what I said. There are not a lot of foods that contain vitamin D at a higher percentage, at least daily value percentage per serving. Other than salmon, at least sockeye salmon, I would say that. And the last time I checked, that was at least 60% of daily value per serving. So if you can, get you some salmon, sockeye at least at that. But one thing when it comes to fish is that not all fish contains vitamin D. In fact, some contain none. Some may contain about 10%, 5%, 20%. It depends. So I would encourage you to check whatever fish that you do get. But again, when it comes to foods, sockeye salmon, a canned salmon, canned tuna, some other canned fish do contain vitamin D. I think the daily value percentage per serving can range anywhere from 10 to 30%. Take me fully on that, but that is just my rough recollection, at least the last time I was in the grocery store. I know that egg yolks, not egg whites, but egg yolks do contain vitamin D, but I will say that it is a low level. I want to say 5 to 10%. So in order to get anywhere like at 60% or even 100%, you would probably have to eat 5 to 7 servings of eggs, okay? That's a lot of egg yolks. And likely don't want to do that because the fat can add up as well as the cholesterol. So some other sources of vitamin D include fortified dairy products. Not that I am encouraging it, but I'm just saying that is where you can find vitamin D. Again, it's not outstanding when it comes to the percentage because you may see B vitamins and vitamin C levels that are high, even vitamin A, E and K that may be high if it is in cereals or dairy products. But when it comes to vitamin D, that is typically going to be somewhere within the 5 to 10%. If you're at 20%, that's wonderful. But again, you also want to check the quality of whatever you're getting. So again, when it comes to food, probably the best one, again, would be the sockeye salmon. And again, that is because it contains at least 60%, maybe more. Could be another product out there. I think mushrooms contain some vitamin D, but a certain type of mushroom, I would say, not all, because some do not contain any. Also, you could get the vitamin D as a supplement, but I would say it would be critical or important for you to consult with your primary care physician about what type of vitamin D supplement you should get, because there's a ton of supplements. Companies make them, and not every company makes supplements the same, okay? So it is important not to just get a supplement thinking that, oh, it says you know, 300% daily value, I'm good. No, you want to make sure that you are understanding what you are consuming, because a lot of products can be adulterated. Yes, even in 2024, you still have a lot of products that are adulterated and they get put on the shelf. So it is important that you do your due diligence. And again, these are just some of the routes that you can take to get vitamin D from some of these foods. So I did want to kind of go into how, you know, vitamin D has played a critical role with my health. And I want to say it probably started a year ago when I got my labs for my annual physical. And I really didn't notice that there was an issue until, I want to say, the physician's assistant contacted me, because my cholesterol levels were high, kind of showed that I had elevated fatty liver, okay? And I think, I want to say that one of the tests that they run is SGPT and then SGOT. And these are liver enzyme tests, at least from lab. So if I sound like I'm speaking a foreign language, these are, you know, when you go to do your physical, these are going to be the acronyms for the test, the liver enzyme test that they pretty much test your body for, to make sure that you don't have too much enzymatic activity in your liver. Otherwise, that could be a flag. And so for me, it showed that it was elevated. And I think after that, they ran a sonogram and or ultrasound, I should say. And the results came back. Nothing showed that. So I thought, hey, you know, it may have just been false, or, you know, nothing was really there. But months later, noticed a weird feeling. Actually, I want to say, yeah, a year ago. And actually, I think it was earlier this year, probably back in January, February, when I noticed just something weird on my right side. And I can tell you that it was just months where I was like, hey, not sure what's going on. One doctor said, take Pepto-Bismol. I was like, that ain't doing nothing. I'm like, doc, to me, I was like, you stupid. You ain't really listening to me. Y'all probably like, I said that. I didn't say it, but I could have. I'm that type of person. If I feel like you're not listening to me, I call you stupid. And it takes a lot for me to really say something that blunt. But I also noticed his attitude. I was like, doctor, you ain't really listening to me. I'm telling you. And you're like, hey, just take some medicine. You should be fine. I'm like, no, you dummy. I'm telling y'all, you got to pray for me. So ended up going to another physician. They were like, no, that's not the case. Something else is going on. And had another sonogram that did not show anything. And so I was like, something has to be here, something, because I know what I'm feeling. And lab tests came back fine. Even the enzymatic test or my liver enzymes test, when I got it done probably like 2 weeks later at this other physician, didn't show anything. It actually showed that my levels went lower. And that was also because I decided to really just eat vegetarian that week just to see if things would help. And kind of did that for a while. Still noticed that something is just off. And so went to, you know, switch my primary care physician, because I was like, okay, let me get just some a different perspective. Let me see if this type of health facility has a different way of approaching it. And I will actually say that they did, because some of the things that were done, I didn't really think about. And it actually helped me to realize, like, hey, I need to ask more questions or even think about kind of before thinking. So long story short, ended up kind of just seeing the physician. I got a CAT scan. Got a CAT scan done on my right side. And they didn't really see anything. Went to the ER because going out of town, and I wanted to make sure like nothing was going on. And this is so much going on in a short time span prior to me going back home, and didn't see anything, kind of just noticed that I was dehydrated, but that was also because I fasted. So it is, picture this, so much is going on to me, and I'm like, something has got to give. I know what I'm feeling, and I really don't know how to describe it, but it's just this weird feeling. I'm like, I've never felt this before, and I don't think I should be noticing, you know, my liver talking to me. My liver's like, I'm not feeling well. And again, I didn't know that it was my liver until, you know, when I did my physical. Fast forward, found out that my vitamin D levels were just low, okay? And also that I think from the, I'm trying to think if it was from when I did my physical or, yeah, so it was when I went to the ER and they actually saw that I had just elevated liver enzymes, okay? And which wasn't too much of a surprise to me, but I just wanted to confirm that was what it was. But other than that, they didn't see any bleeding because a lot of times if you have anything advanced, you would see dark stools, yellow eyes, you know, which could also be a sign of jaundice. And then just other, you know, severe markers. But none of that occurred, which was good. And so it was like, hey, didn't have any flags other than that. And so had some medicine that I was taking. That didn't really work as well. But again, it wasn't until I got my annual physical and my labs were tested for vitamin D. And to find out vitamin D levels were low. Now, what does that have to do with liver? Well, this was actually before I got the results back from my physical. And I'm the type of person where I have to know. Okay, if I get just one small piece of information, I got to know. And so what I decided to do was look at, is there a correlation between low levels of vitamin D and liver health? And to come to my understanding, there is. And I want to say it was this article from the NIH. I may have been from several other articles, but it actually confirmed that low levels of vitamin D can actually contribute to increased cholesterol levels as well as increased fatty liver. Okay. So for some people who may be dealing with that, you probably are not aware that low levels of vitamin D can contribute to increased levels of cholesterol. Because for some reason, I was like, I know I'm not eating a lot of meat. Yes, I eat meat, but it's usually like I'm not eating bodybuilder, like bulking type meat. It's usually, you know, somewhere between 6 ounces or less than that, give or take. But most of the times I start my day off with some oatmeal, basically a vegetarian like breakfast. Some days if I do, I may eat even for dinner, just eat very light, like a vegetarian meal. So I'm just like, how is cholesterol? Because I know it's not from food. Because otherwise, everybody in the world would be having this issue. And so it kind of made sense. And so had to get prescribed for some vitamin D tablets. And then I've also been taking milk thistle because that also can help with just clearing out your liver. And I've been taking that. So this is actually organic milk thistle seed. Has been shown to be one of the top herbs or just seeds when it comes to helping with lowering fatty liver. Okay, so this was just again my experience dealing with vitamin D, and because I didn't know that they were low until I realized that I wasn't even close to the minimum level. I was below that, which kind of spoke volumes in terms of what I had been feeling. So since I've been taking that, haven't been feeling the pain as much. And I know that it's just a matter of time once I am a lot better. But I can say at least today, been a lot better since I've been taking the supplements and the milk thistle, eating the fish. So it's a combination of things, at least the way I like to look at it. But I would say probably the supplement has given me a huge boost based on what I was prescribed. But again, this is just information because a lot of times, you know, you can go to the doctor, you can go get visits. You're not sure what is going on with your body and you end up going in this whole circle spending money. And I would say, don't worry too much about spending money, especially if you don't know. It's important to get things checked out versus waiting and something worse can happen. But I will say that, you know, when it comes down to it, vitamins and minerals can play a huge, and I mean a huge part when it comes to how you feel, as well as some of the symptoms that you may be experiencing. Because a lot of times, at least for me, it was hard for me to put it in words what I was actually feeling just because there was no severe effects that I could see. And even the physicians or even the doctors were not seeing anything. They were like, you look very healthy to us. Your labs come back like well within scope. And we don't see any abnormalities, at least with urine samples or just any x-rays or anything like that. So we're not really sure other than you may have elevated liver enzymes. And to me, it's like, it's good to know, but are we sure? Because I know what I'm feeling. And I would say that that was a relief to know that. And so if this gives you any indication about some of the things that not all doctors may be aware of, or at least the simplest things, you have to realize that not everybody knows to test like, hey, are your vitamin levels too low, which could explain why you're feeling all of these, you know, symptoms. So again, that is just my experience. Hopefully that helps somebody if you have had a similar experience. So make sure that you hit that like and subscribe button. And as well as if you enjoy this, make sure you give us a thumbs up. We appreciate your feedback. And we also hope that you continue to support us. And like I said at the beginning, if you have any health goals, make sure that you sign up today for our one-to-one coaching sessions. You can do that by going to our website at robody.org and just following the prompts. Or you can also go to our Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, whatever social media page that you're on, and you can click on the corresponding link to a one-to-one session. Get there reserved today. Make sure you fill out the forms and the email, and we are going to be looking forward to getting started with you. So make sure you do that if you do have some health goals. Looking forward to helping you exceed those goals. And so again, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Like us, support us, and until next time, I will talk to you later.